Episode 13, Season 2.
Lucas is back.
That's right. You heard it. We're back. It's episode 13. Sorry, I haven't updated in over a month. And don't worry, this will be up as soon as I can get it up. Alright, this week's feature. Oh, yeah, this is how we're going to do it. Talk about a Super Smash Bros. Character, a game, and a freeware. And then, of course, email me about other freeware that I haven't mentioned before that you'd like to see up. Email them to... Or also email any comments about the show. You know, a lot of people have been starting downloading it. Load them, which is good. So go to neofriendcodes@yahoo.com. Email me whatever you think. If it's good, it'll be up on the air and I'll read them. If not, then they won't go on the air. So, they'll just be put as spam. So, yeah. Alright, we start with a double feature this week. Also,
it's 2009!
For those of you who don't know when this podcast was probably going to be recorded. Alright, we have Zelda and Sheik. Two pretty interesting characters. That, of course, would always be in the same game. They've been around since Melee. But, of course, Legend of Zelda's been around for a long time. Those are one of the first colored cartridges that I can tell by. Alright. You know, it's Final Smash, it's a big era. And the models change between them. They're up, down, up. B, it's just dense fire. I think. No. I forgot what they're called. She spins around. I forgot what it's called. Niru. I think it's there. Forlorn, which is the wind, which is up B. Din would be the side B. Down would be transformed into Sheik, which also does side B, does the chain. B, this little and then up does a jump. And of course, this week on the games, this may even be a short podcast because I don't know when now. Sorry about not having it for a while. Alright, off to the game of the week.
Game of the week!
Alright, how are we gonna do this? Game of the week. I said I was gonna have Moose City, but he never came out. He cancelled. I'll be out again next time.
For sure.
So, let's see now. How can I explain? Oh yeah!
This is perfect. Perfect. That's correct.
The game of the podcast would have to be Hickman. No, wait, we did that. Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. Yes, it was so interesting, graphically polished, and was originally a GameCube game. But it's both GameCube and Wii. And that was the only difference. Split difference. GameCube is no longer supported. It says it's mostly in the Wii. Just they added a lot more things that they can really do with the Wii. Also, the Wii Remote. Was it really for the Wii? That top story today. On certain sites, I've actually seen patents that actually says the Wii Remote was originally... That's right, for the GameCube. But they just added some other things, added some flash memory, real quick, set together, and then yeah. The reason why Wii doesn't have a hard drive That would have to be worth its price. If it had a hard drive, it would cost more. They should have the hard drive solution after. Or just allow us to use the SD card. And that's a simple hard drive solution. 2 gigabytes. Play games don't cost that, make up that much. But also, on the Hebrew side, which I do not support Hebrew in any way, but this little bit of news. I actually found out that the Wii is able to play DVDs. It's just disabled. Probably to prevent pirating. That's all. It's like, oh no, I could do this. We should shut it off. And then they're trying to make a Wii compatible, DVD compatible Wii. Are you kidding me? That's not even fair. Plus, you can watch probably DVDs on like a DVD player, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2. PC. Yeah. All that stuff. Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess is interesting because it's the only game that some people actually try to hack. That's right. Hacking. It's not good. All hacking should be banned. Nintendo should do their best. I, Neomu, support that you do everything you can to tell Nintendo about Hebrew. And how bad it is. Hacking is not good. Because, I mean, if they want all night at all, but you know, some people do hack and they do have Reconnect Play 4 and they might be passing it on to someone and that might be, has altered data that might break a week at some point. We need a firmware. Or something. Communicating with Wii's stuff. And so for some reason hacking the Wii's internal memory? I mean, that's not fair. It's not really fair, but one thing is that you have to have, you know, you can only have 100 Wii friends. They should increase that to like maybe 1,000. That'd be cool. Because with 100 Miis and 100 Wii friends, the total amount that could be in the Wii Parade is actually... How many more times Miis did you have in your thing? That would mean it could be... 10,000 Miis. That's a lot. It would be cool if maybe see them like some Taga like that. But it's like the moment you see them and then you get deleted. As it leaps in the memory, it just deletes from the memory. As it's going down to the bottom. Delete. You could probably just break the lead. I mean, just keep pulling forward. And I turn it to me on screen at once. Now, people are saying it's low res. Well, I don't think it's low res. I think the Wii's graphics are pretty good. They look interesting. Yeah. Now, maybe Wii Fit on HD, but probably would not look as good. Now, Wii Music, I don't know. Maybe if it had better modes, Wii. Have creation. Like, actually make music. You could probably do that. I don't want to take the time to. I wonder if anybody's ever actually playing with music now. Have you got it? We're also going to do top 10 games for the systems. If you have an Xbox, 360, PS3, or Wii. We'll go by the top Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft games. That way it's Microsoft, PC, and Xbox 360. No, just Xbox 360 and PC. 2008 only. All PlayStation Sony games like PS2, PS3, PSP. We won't count. Okay, yeah. We'll do Xbox Live Arcade. No. Oh, yeah, Xbox Live Arcade. Okay. Just a word of warning. Have you ever thought of maybe picking up a $200 Xbox for the arcade SKU or something? You know, the arcade unit? It don't have a hard drive, so don't even bother. Oh, wireless, right then. So what's the point? This week and freeware. This one's an interesting one. It's a free voice recognition program called Taffy. You know, you can customize it, and then you can, like, have your voice go, like, search Google, and then you put in, like, something, and it'll look for it. Which is pretty cool. Not to say, I like playing with it last year. And it's pretty cool. You can, like, set it to programs like Open Spore or Open Left 4 Dead. I wish, again, it looks nice, but I don't like fast zombies. I like if they're slow. They're meant to be slow. It's like slowly coming to you. It's like they just sprint at you. You know. Hello. Okay, I'm back. All right. Yeah, I like it. It's pretty cool. You can, you know, I could even upload, I should really download these freewares and put them on, like, a file front. So, like, even if you don't want to go, just go there. I mean, Pencil was okay. The pre-studio stuff has actually been really nice. That's pretty cool stuff. Don't know about talking about VMMOs. Let's see. Yes, we will help you more and more. Season 2 will be full swing in about maybe April. So I could just be out and easily get this done. There won't be so much music as there will be. The DSi is set to come out this year. Pretty cool. I'm thinking about making sites where I can have reviews. Or, could even read off reviews that bad people have on the Secura site. I'd have to ask the Secura if that's okay first of all, and the original authors of the thing. But, yeah. Yeah, We Speak is finally in full swing. We could probably, if you had time, if someone was on, I don't know. I can't wait for the Wii solution. There will be a Wii solution this year. It's going to be nice. Wow, we have 13 minutes. We have 13 minutes, well. Let's see, the game I had was made by Atlas. It was an online MMO. I'm not sure what it's called. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Look for me, Neo Neo. Well, man. Oh! I gotta go. You cast! Over. Wait. Maybe. If I don't come back, it'll be done. Over and out. No, I'm still here. Sorry. That had to go. Classic. Alright. Well, of course, games that are modulable. Like, say, Spore is modulable. And only the only ones I've seen were actually ones that just do something, like change difficulty, change settings. That's not the mod that I'm looking for. I'm looking for
parts. I mean, the one that you can use, put all three editors together and do different editors. That was awesome. That is cool. Have a jet monster or a living house. Legs coming out of your arms, eyes. Monster house. That would be cool. I am near you on Spore. Look me up on the Sporepedia. Spore is interesting. I mean, the video game stuff, but I can't wait for the real expansion pack that comes out this year. Is it about February or so? The IGN says June 30th. So, I don't know. Expansion packs, not the part packs. Part packs. No. I hope in the expansion packs, you can actually beam down and do missions and stuff on the floor of the planet. That makes it cool. That expands that mode. I say that's cool. Be used by Neopods and go down to there and eradicate everything. I wonder if you can have weapons. Make your own weapon. Make a gun in there. That'd be cool. With a bazooka. Hey, maybe even if like shoot little type bullets. Having a bazooka with you. It's like, let me in. Let me in or else. So awesome. Oh. So, what is it? Wait, yeah, that's right. LiveSwift, a free editor. Does it even trying to make an MMO of it? That's awesome. Hope it's free. LiveSwift. Yeah, you can do lots of stuff on LiveSwift. That's probably even. Maybe if we got some hackers together and hacked LiveSwift, and maybe find a way to add plugins, then we make it even better. That's when hackers are good. When they can mod their existing games and, like, put cool stuff. Now, yeah, hacking software is okay. You know, to put extra stuff in it. Like hacking games, like putting mods in there. Like, put mods here, and stuff like that. EA loves having user-generated mods. Like, for The Sims, and Activision for the movies, and I think that's awesome. You know, it may not be as cool as some others, but not having a mod is bad as well. Like, having a part where you can have cool parts that are even in there. The tree editor and the advanced cell editor. The advanced cell editor is probably there for a reason. It was probably the prototype editor. It's like saying, we don't want that, we don't want to give them that. Let's put that in expansion pack. That's what I heard for plants. Probably plants, the fact that they might be causing too much lag. If someone puts it too complex. It's the scenery, and it's seen all the time. Possibly why. Mission editor for it, too. We're back. Yeah, it's obviously still here. Hopefully I got all that in here. Alright. We can try to pick up some games and stuff. Make a game. I would love to pick a mod for a Spore. The question is, I don't know how. I would love if they could make some part maker.
I said, if you did that, you wouldn't really. Just having too much content, module stuff. Because you have to cache memory and RAM. Which at one point just caused a whole slowdown in the computer. Just so much stuff to load. Swore lots of content is already hard to load. Hi, Phoebe. Well, NeoTales this week. Yes, it's been forever. I forgot what episode it was. Let's say it's episode 6. Alright. Episode 6. NeoTales. You're in the valley. Going to the portal. Could try to get home. But you're dead. Something happened. That stopped it from getting there. Max looked. And it was. It was. Meanwhile, back at you two. He's still left in the forest on the way to the valley. And I said, no way, nowhere, where to go to find Max. Max, on the other hand, ditched him, so. Yeah. So, anyways, I hope you guys like this short, sweet stuff. Hey, guys, there's someone down at 6 the other day, which was kind of cool. I don't know what to do with the next movies. I think I'll do it at the summer. It's been a while, but... Oh, you still there? Okay. Well, Taxi's a nice program. It has some preset ones where you can search and stuff. Where you can, like, add some commands and stuff. To, like, talk to it, and then you'll open up that. It would be cool to make it right. That would be cool. Hello. This is Hello World program. The world programs are cool, but to use them is to find out how to use them. Well, the goo is pretty interesting, I have to say. That's the game at the real week. Hey guys, it's the year. It's pretty cool. Blade of Physics is pretty nice, but then there's Tiki Tori, which is similar to World of Goo. But that's what I heard at least. Well, next week, we'll have more Furrier, more news, and episode 14. Maybe even music and that interview with Mr. Furry Salty. We don't know. I just like being silly on these podcasts. Go. Oh, check out IGN's podcasts. They're pretty cool. We have Free Red Lights, Free Red Lights podcast, Command Prompt, Nintendo Voice Chat podcast, Podcast Beyond, and IGN Game Scoop. And then we get the other two movie, show, podcast, Shadow Surfing and Digigods, but who cares about them? Then we have Game Stages. Well, that's theirs. And they're pretty cool. Think about to it. You can always look up, like, IGN on iTunes. Find them. Till then.
Over and out. Yeah!
Hacker!